Morning, Miss Jones. Beggy send a fax to me, no?
Sophia, it's not even 12 o'clock yet. I'm feel weary. Think me I do this work thing long enough now.
What you mean, long enough? Is how long now you work?
Over 18 years now me I work in a public sector. But it feels like 50.
Then, Miss Jones, is how old you be?
53. But fun and joke aside, a tired man. I'ma want to do something different, like start my little plant nursery business that I've always been dreaming about.
Then, Miss J, why you not apply for early retirement? Especially now that the government have a special early retirement program.
You know, me hear something about that, you know. But somebody tell me some good little qualify for it.
Well, HR have all the criteria, Miss J. Go on and ask them about it, man. And then tick off what you have and see if you're eligible.
Me think you mean eligible.
Oh, yeah.
Public sector workers eligible for the government's Special Early Retirement Program, SERP, must be permanent employees of the Government of Jamaica aged 50 to 59 years. Health professionals, members of the security forces, correctional officers, and teachers are exempt. Eligible persons are those whose pensions are delivered from the Consolidated Fund and calculated and administered by the Pensions Unit in the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service. It applies to employees on the non-contributory scheme of pension arrangement for public sector workers. The application window for SERP opened on January 2 and will close on February 16, 2018. Deputy Financial Secretary for the Strategic Human Resource Management Division, Mr. Wayne Jones, says a team has been set up in the ministry to process SERP applications.
The eligibility requires you to have been vested. And vesting for us in this arrangement is 10-year service with at least one permanent appointment in a pensionable post. So it's age plus you being vested.
Participation in the Special Early Retirement Program is voluntary, and the head of the organization will decide which applications are approved or not.
We also have to do so with some level of control and management. And we, at the end of the day, have to ensure that we do not undermine the service delivery apparatus called the public sector machinery. Hence, we have had to almost be cautious in that regard.
SERP will be administered under the normal pension retirement process, where one has to get approval from the Office of the Services Commission and then referred to the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service.
The special is explained and characterized by a number of elements that would not be in your normal early retirement activities. One is that we have included an incentive. So the incentive is 2 weeks pay for each year of employment up to a maximum of 1 year's salary.
Additionally, instead of proceeding on pre-retirement leave, participants will be afforded pay for vacation leave accrued up to the point of the retirement date. The incentive is tax-free and it will be paid on the date of separation. The new arrangement is being facilitated by the recently passed Pension Act 2017, and the government has made provisions in the budget for the disbursement of funds under the program.
Their pension payments will be subject to the normal turnaround period that we guarantee from the ministry, and that is 4 months after all the relevant information from your last place of employment have been submitted to the Pension Administration Unit.
Deputy Financial Secretary in the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service, Wayne Jones. He notes that there is also the option to get the full pension or a reduced pension and gratuity under the program. That's it for a look at the government's Special Early Retirement Program, SERP. For more information, email serp2017@mof.gov.jm or follow the hashtag RetireNowSERP on social media. Application forms can be downloaded from the Ministry of Finance's website at mof.gov.jm/serp. You may also visit the website to learn more about SERP. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I'm Anthony Morgan with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.